Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
Life used to be so much simpler than it is nowadays. Someone might promise to help a person in some way or make right something that had been wrong. He would say, "You have my word on it," and that would be enough. The other person would know that he could trust him. But in our times, people do not trust each other unless they have a written agreement signed by both. This is the proof about what they've agreed on, and even that doesn't always work well. If one of them wants to get out of the contract made, he might hire a lawyer to try to make the words of the agreement mean something different. The Almighty God isn't like that. He is always just and true. Psalm 145 in the Bible says, "The Lord is faithful to his promises." God wants his children to be like him and not to break our word, even when it hurts. The children of Israel understood this. The Bible book Numbers chapter 30 says, "Moses told the tribal leaders, when a man makes a vow to give something to the Lord or takes an oath to abstain from something, he must not break his promise, but must do everything that he promised." Today's story is a sad one. It's from the Bible book of Judges chapter 11, and it's about a brave young man who didn't think carefully enough before he made a promise to God.
Welcome to the land of Tob, stranger. It's my privilege to welcome you here, even as I was once welcomed years ago. May I ask where you're from?
Gilead, sir.
Gilead? That's my home. I'm a native of Gilead.
Yes, we know, Jephthah.
You know my name?
We do. We came all the way here especially to see you, Jephthah.
What do you want of me?
We are elders of Gilead. The Ammonites make war against Israel.
Yes, I hear. And you're losing the war, too, I understand.
We need a leader of strength and experience. We are come to ask you to return to Gilead and to be captain of our forces.
Years ago, your people hated me, expelled me from my father's house. Now you're in distress and you come begging my help. Do you actually expect me to help you?
You're an experienced soldier, a fighter.
I'm experienced, all right, because of you. I was forced to become a soldier of fortune, leading a band raiding caravans and extracting a heavy toll for safe passage through Tob.
If I do go with you and become your general and fight the Ammonites, and the Lord delivers them into my hand, will you make me your ruler?
We will, and the Lord be witness between us. If we do not do so, according to thy words.
Your Majesty.
Yes, scribe.
Messengers from Jephthah are come from Israel, asking why his Majesty makes war with them.
Why do I make war against the Israelites? What a silly question. Send word back
Jephthah, your Majesty.
Never heard of him.
He's really an outlaw, your Majesty. Leads a band of outlaws. But he's a good soldier in general. He'll give us a hard battle.
Well, send word to him that we make war to get back the land Israel took from us when they came from Egypt.
Tell your king that we did not take the land from him, but from Sion, king of the Amorites. We took the land from him and have possessed it and dwelled in it for 300 years. Why have you not recovered the land before if you truly think we took it from you? Your quarrel is with the children of Sion, not us.
Scribe, send word to Jephthah that I refuse to stop this war. We will fight to the finish. His finish.
Well, elders, I guess it means war. Total war.
What are your plans, Jephthah?
Muster all the men I can as quickly as I can and march against the Ammonites. That's what you hired me to do, isn't it?
Yes.
Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh and over Mizpah, and from Mizpah he passed over unto the children of Ammon to fight against them.
O Lord God of Israel, I have sinned greatly against thee. Forgive me, I pray thee. The Ammonites do evil against Israel, thy people. So, O Lord, deliver them into my hands. And it shall be that if thou shalt deliver Ammon into my hand, that when I return to my home, whatsoever first cometh out of my door to meet me shall be given to thee, O Lord, and I shall offer it up for a burnt offering.
And the Lord delivered Ammon into Jephthah's hand, and he smote them from Arover even till thou come to Minnith, even 20 cities. Thus the Ammonites were subdued before the children of Israel. And Jephthah returned to his home in Mizpah. And as he came near unto the house, behold, the only daughter came out to meet him.
Oh, father!
No, no, oh, my daughter!
I'm so glad you're back from the war. I love you, father.
Oh, daughter, I love you too.
You don't sound very happy, father.
Oh, it's you, my daughter, my only daughter.
Me? What have I done?
Oh, it's what I've done, and it troubles me.
Oh, well, think no more about it, father. You're home now, and we can be together again like we used to be.
Oh, alas, my daughter. I made a promise unto God, and I just can't go back on my promise.
Of course you can't, father. That would be a disgrace.
But I promised the Lord that... Oh, it has to do with you.
My father, if thou hast promised the Lord, do so to me, whatever it is according to thy promise, for God did bless you and make you victorious over the Ammonites.
But I promised to sacrifice whatever came first out of the door to greet me.
Sacrifice? And it was me. Oh, father, you must do it. No. Just let me have 2 months that I may go up and down upon the mountain and be with my companions.
Oh, my daughter.
No tears, father. The thing has to be done. There's no backing out now, so fear not, father. I shall be ready to do thy promise in 2 months.
And it became a custom in Israel that the daughters of all the Israelites went yearly to lament the daughter of Jephthah, the Gileadite, who gave up her life in accordance with the promise of her father.
Life had not been easy for Jephthah. His brothers were sons of their father's wife, but Jephthah was the son of a prostitute. Their father, Gilead, had cared for them, but when all the sons were grown up, they forced their half-brother out of the home. He had to live in the wild and became a leader of the other outcast men. Israel had again turned away to worship man-made idols. For 18 long years, they suffered from raiding parties coming across the Jordan River. At last, they understood their troubles had come because they had rebelled against their God. They were truly sorry. They got rid of all their evil gods and turned back to the Lord. But things looked a whole lot worse for them when the powerful Ammonites got their army together, ready to attack Israel. The Israelites were afraid. They, too, assembled an army, but no one wanted to lead it. Knowing Jephthah to be a good fighter, they called him from another region. I wonder why Jephthah made a solemn promise to give a special burnt offering of his own to God. God had not wanted any of the other judges and leaders to make a special sacrifice to him. Perhaps Jephthah felt that he must make a bargain or God wouldn't help him. He made a rash and risky promise. In the Bible book of Matthew chapter 5, the Lord Jesus tells Christians not to get caught up with taking oaths and vows as solemn promises to God. We are to simply let our yes be yes and our no be no. It's most important to think very seriously before making a promise of any kind, or we might later regret it. The Bible book of Romans chapter 12 says, "Because of God's great mercy to us, I appeal to you, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to his service and pleasing to him." The Bible doesn't tell us clearly whether Jephthah killed his beloved daughter and then gave her as a burnt offering to God. He knew God's commandment, "You shall not murder," and in Deuteronomy chapter 18, Moses said, "Don't sacrifice your children in the fires on your altars. God hates people doing this." God never wants people to harm their own children, especially when they are too young to be born. Jephthah may have redeemed his daughter's life with money, but she would not be able to get married and give Jephthah descendants. what bitter grief Jephthah caused for himself and his daughter. Many times in life we may wish we could turn back the clock for just a minute or two. If we could reverse time and do things differently, we'd be happy. The hasty, accusing words we have said could be reclaimed and stopped in time. Some years ago, a rumour was circulated against a large company making baby food in the United States. Although there was no claim the company had done anything wrong, the rumour said the company was going to pay out money to lots of families with young children. This bogus story went like wildfire. The company tried to stop it by telling the newspapers, TV stations and internet sites. Over the following 3 weeks, the company received 18,000 phone calls on their toll-free number asking for a bogus claim form. The rumour cost the company millions of dollars. Passing along a rumour may seem harmless, but someone pays an undeserved price if we're not careful about the truth. Never take lightly the power of the tongue to do others harm. Certainly, in our prayers, we should ask for wisdom for the right, wise words to use in every situation. The great thing about this piece of history is the example of the daughter watching and waiting for her father's return. All God's children trust in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ to be their substitute to cleanse their wrongdoing. These grateful believers should be waiting for his return. God has promised in the Bible book of Romans chapter 5 to save all believers in Jesus from God's wrath against sin to be poured out on the earth in the coming time called the Great Tribulation. In the Bible book of Acts chapter 1, two angels were sent to the disciples with God's promise that the Lord Jesus would return again just as he had left. This means that each believer in Christ should be preparing and watching. In Matthew chapter 24, God has promised a special blessing for those who are ready and busy doing his work when the Lord Jesus unexpectedly returns. Will you be ready when Jesus comes?
To God alone wise be glory, through Jesus Christ, glory through Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ forever. To
the drama is from The Bible in Living Sound. If you'd like to receive a free booklet, then write to this station and ask for it. But be sure to print your name and address. Or you can write to John, Post Office Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again, John, Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053, and the website bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time. Jesus.